天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。现在呢，我们正在学习的课题是 The Lord's Prayer 主祷文。这个系列现在已经接近尾声，小环相信大家一定从麦克牧师的讲道中学到很多，对神的话语和主祷文也有了更深一步的了解和认识。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们就把接下来的时间交给麦克牧师和安详，让我们预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this program.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We're always glad to hear from you.
很盼望你能经常写信给我。
And to hear how this program is impacting your life.
好让我能更多的了解你在收听这个节目以后生命的改变。
Those of you who are following with us, we have been going through a series of messages from the Lord's Prayer.
假如你一直在收听的话，你就会知道我们正在讲主祷文这个系列。
And we are coming close toward the end.
而且这个系列的信息已经进行到尾声了。
And I want to begin by telling you a story.
首先，我想先给你讲一个故事。
There was an elder lady known for her godliness.
从前有一位老太太，大家都知道她是一个敬畏神的人。
She was also known for finding something good to say about everybody.
她向来都很懂得称赞人，无论是谁，她都能找到那人的长处来称赞。
Two young men made a bet that this godly lady would not have something good to say about a certain person.
有一天，两个年轻人打赌说，这位虔诚的老太太一定不会对某人说出好话来的。
One called the bet and the other accepted.
于是他们彼此打赌了。
They walked up to her and they said, "Good morning, Mrs. So-and-so."
他们走到老太太跟前，对她说，某某太太，早上好呀。
What do you think about the devil?
你是怎么看魔鬼的呢？
Well, the lady cocked her head up, over to one side and said,
老太太斜眼看看他们说，
Well, there's one good thing about him. He is always on the job.
魔鬼倒是有个长处，他老忙着工作呢。
In many ways, all of us wish that he was not always on the job.
不错，我们都希望魔鬼不要那么勤劳。
But because he's always on the job, Jesus taught us to pray, deliver us from evil.
但是正因为他总是在做工，所以耶稣才教导我们说，救我们脱离那恶者。
The evil one has many names in the Bible.
在圣经里，那恶者有很多名字。
But the one thing that made the devil to be the devil is the sin of pride.
然而，那恶者之所以变成魔鬼，就是因为骄傲。
As the chief angel in heaven, he thought that he would unseat God and take his place.
作为天使长，他以为自己可以取代神的地位。
Pride is what got him from being the chief angel to being the chief evil.
骄傲使他从天使长变成了魔鬼头。
Pride is what got him out of heaven into the pit of hell.
骄傲使他从天上坠落到阴间。
Pride is what made the devil to be the evil one.
骄傲使魔鬼成长为最邪恶的那一个。
In fact, evil is synonymous with pride.
实际上，邪恶和骄傲是同义词。
One of Satan's greatest deception is to make the very core of evil, which is pride, to be acceptable.
撒旦最大的谎言之一就是叫人不把骄傲这万恶之本当成一回事。
If I were to ask you, what was David's greatest sin?
假如我问你，大卫所犯最大的罪是什么？
Most of you would say adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah.
大部分人会说，和拔示巴所犯的奸淫，还有谋杀她丈夫乌利亚的罪。
Now this is the sin of the flesh, and four people died because of the sin of the flesh.
这是在情欲上所犯的罪，送了四个人的命。
We often focus only on the sins of the flesh and somehow ignore the sins of the spirit.
通常我们只看到情欲方面的罪，却忽略了灵性上的罪。
But both sins are equally averse in the sight of God.
但在神的眼中，两种罪是同样严重的。
In fact, because of David's sin of the spirit, 70,000 people died.
实际上，因着大卫灵性上所犯的罪，死了七万人。
The evil one's goal is always to get to our will and control it.
那恶者的目的就是要占有和操纵我们的意志。
We saw in the last message that with Adam and Eve, the devil began with deceiving the mind.
在上次节目中，我们谈到，当魔鬼引诱亚当夏娃的时候，就是先从搞乱他们的思想开始的。
Or by attacking the body, as in the case of Job.
或者有时候像约伯那样，先攻击我们的身体。
But ultimately, he must go to the will.
但最后，他一定攻入我们的意志。
Now, Jesus was not giving us some random thoughts in the Lord's Prayer.
在主导文里面，主耶稣不只是随意的教导我们而已。
But rather, he is giving us logical and sequential petitions.
他乃是给我们提供了一些合乎逻辑、按照顺序的祈求。
First, lead us not into temptation.
先是不叫我们遇见试探。
Then, deliver us from the evil one.
后是救我们脱离凶恶。
First, keep our minds from being attacked.
先是保守我们的理智不要受到攻击。
Then, protect our wills.
后是保守我们的意志。
First, keep our bodies from being tempted.
先是保守我们的肉体不受到试探。
Then, stop the evil one from getting to our wills.
后是不要让那恶者来侵犯我们的意志。
Now, sometimes Satan bypasses the mind and goes straight into the will.
有时候撒旦绕过我们的理性来攻击我们的意志。
But that's not always the case.
但也不总是这样。
In David's sin of the spirit, the evil one went straight to his will.
当大卫灵性上犯了罪，那恶者就直接侵入他的意志。
David's mind was not deceived.
大卫的理性并没有受到欺骗。
David was not suffering physically.
大卫在身体上没有患什么疾病。
The kingdom was in great shape.
国势强盛。
So when he rebelled against God, he did it with his eyes wide open.
因此我们可以说他是睁着眼刻意犯罪的。
My listening friends, listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
There are so many Christians who are intellectual Christians.
有很多基督徒都有丰富的知识。
Intellectual Christianity will satisfy your mind, but never changes your life.
知识渊博只能让你的头脑膨胀，而不能改变你的生命。
There are other Christians who are emotional Christians.
另外一些基督徒感情很丰富。
Emotional Christianity is made up of changed feelings.
感情冲动下的信仰只能随着感觉而摇摆。
Unless they are on an emotional high, they feel that God has forsaken them.
如果他们不能常常情绪高昂，就会觉得神离弃了他们。
But God wants the whole of the inner person to be committed to Him in order to be delivered from the evil one.
但是神要人把自己的内心都交托给神，为的是要救他脱离那恶者。
God wants an intelligent mind.
神希望我们有丰富的知识。
God wants a fervent heart.
神也盼望我们有火热的心。
But above all, God wants an obedient will.
可是归根结底，神所要的是顺服的意志。
And this petition, deliver us from the evil one, has to do with our will.
救我们脱离那恶者， 的祷告和我们的意志是密不可分的。
Satan's original sin was the sin of pride in the will.
撒旦堕落的原因就是在意志上犯了骄傲的罪。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verses 12 to 14, five times Satan says, I will.
在以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节，撒旦一连五次说，我要，我要，我要。
And what he is always busy doing every single moment of every day is trying to duplicate his sin of pride in every one of our lives.
他每天不停的工作，就是要在我们的生命中复制他所犯骄傲的罪。
Let's look at David's life.
我们来看看大卫的生活。
David was feeling important when Satan approached him with the suggestion that he should number the people.
当撒旦激动大卫，让他去数点以色列的人数，他感到飘飘然，自鸣得意。
In 1 Chronicles chapter 20,
在历代志上第二十章
，It records the number of great victories, including the capturing of a crown which was placed on David's head.
圣经记载，以色列人取得了节节的胜利，甚至把对方国王的皇冠夺过来，戴在大卫的头上。
David won many victories, but he lost the war.
大卫虽然赢得许多次战役，但事实上他却输了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Satan used these victories to inflate David's ego and lead him to evil, which is pride.
因为撒旦利用这些胜利让大卫骄傲自满，以至于陷在罪里。
Lead us not into temptation, that is the sin of the flesh.
不叫我们遇见试探，是指肉体方面的罪。
Deliver us from the evil one, that's the sin of the spirit.
救我们脱离那恶者，指的是灵性上面的罪。
No wonder the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 7:1.
难怪保罗在哥林多后书第七章一节告诉我们说，哥林多后书第七章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神得以成圣。
In Luke 15, the prodigal was guilty of the sin of the flesh.
路加福音十五章，浪子犯了肉体上的罪。
But his proud, critical, legalistic older brother was guilty of the sin of the spirit.
但是他那位骄傲好批评死守律法的哥哥却犯了灵性上的罪。
Christians are often quick to condemn the sin of the flesh, and we should.
基督徒往往很快就能指出肉体方面的罪。不错，我们应该对这种罪很敏感。
But somehow we go easy on the sin of the spirit.
但我们却不大在意灵性上的罪。
We go easy on pride.
我们姑息骄傲的罪。
We go easy on stubbornness.
我们姑息顽梗悖逆的罪。
We go easy on gossip.
我们认为说长道短是无所谓的。
We go easy on envy and jealousy.
我们认为嫉妒纷争没什么大不了。
But all listening friends, I want you to understand what I'm going to tell you.
可是，亲爱的朋友，请听清楚我所要说的话。
The sins of the spirit are just as bad as the sins of the flesh.
灵性上的罪和肉体上的罪同样严重。
And we need to be on our guard for both.
两者我们都需要提高警觉。
If Satan did not spare the Lord Jesus Christ from tempting him with pride, he is not going to spare you or spare me.
连主耶稣都被撒旦用骄傲来试探，他当然不会放过你和我了。
For the Bible tells us that Satan tempted Jesus by offering him the world if he would bow down and worship him.
因为圣经告诉我们，撒旦试探耶稣说，只要耶稣肯向他屈膝下拜，他就把全世界都给耶稣。
Pride glorifies man and robs God, and we need to be ruthless in resisting pride by crying to the Lord, "Deliver us from the evil one."
骄傲夺取神的荣耀归给人，因此我们必须毫不客气地拒绝他，并呼求主说：“救我们脱离那恶者。”
Listen, friend, I want to tell you something that is very important.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
When God blesses you financially, The devil is going to come to lead you into the evil of thinking that you did it yourself and that it is your money.
当神赐福给你，让你的收入增多，那恶者就会来引诱你，使你觉得这些钱是你自己挣来的，都是属于你的。
At that moment, you need to pray, deliver me from the evil one.
这个时候，你需要向主祷告说，救我脱离那恶者。
When God blesses you with a brilliant mind, the devil will come to lead you into evil thinking that you had something to do with it.
当神赐你聪明才智，那恶者就会来引诱你，让你觉得自己是有功劳的。
Your prayer should be, deliver me from the evil one.
这时你应该祷告主说，救我脱离那恶者。
When God has blessed you with one or more of the gifts of the Spirit, the devil is going to come and lead you to the evil of thinking that this is because of something you did.
当神赐给你一些属灵的恩赐，那恶者就会来引诱你，让你自认为这是理所当然的，因为你曾有所贡献呢。
You should cry, deliver me from the evil one.
你要向神祷告说，救我脱离那恶者。
When God blesses you with success in whatever you do, the evil one is always there to tell you that you and you alone deserve everything coming to you.
当神赐福你，让你事业有成，那恶者总是告诉你，这一切完全是你自己努力的成果。
At that moment, your cry must be, deliver me from the evil one.
你要赶紧对主说，救我脱离那恶者。
Do you think that the mule on which Jesus was riding to enter into Jerusalem may have thought just for a moment that all of the cheering and all of the waving of the palms and all of the praising was for him?
想象一下，耶稣进耶路撒冷时所骑的那头驴驹，会不会以为所有那些欢呼的人群和棕树枝都是为他而喝彩呢？
I always remind myself of this.
我总是这样提醒我自己。
So what was wrong with David's numbering of the people?
大卫在数点人数的事情上究竟犯的是什么罪呢？
After all, Moses in Exodus 30 numbered the people of Israel.
毕竟摩西在出埃及记三十章也数点过以色列人的数目啊。
Ah, but there is a big difference.
不过两者完全不是一回事。
God asked Moses to conduct a census that each male 25 years of age and up would pay ransom.
神要求摩西把二十岁以上的男人普查一次，要他们付赎罪银。
It was an acknowledging of God's deliverance from Egypt.
表示他们承认是神把以色列人从埃及领出来得以自由的。
But in David's case, he numbered the people for his own glory, not the glory of God.
但是大卫数点人数是为了荣耀他自己，并不是为了神。
Be very careful who gets the glory in your life.
所以要小心，在你人生中所得的荣耀，究竟应该归给谁呢？
It was pride that motivated David's action.
是骄傲促使大卫去数点人数的。
Satan got hold of David's will and inflated his ego and led him into sin.
撒旦控制大卫的意志，使他自傲自满，以至于陷在罪中。
Oh, that our cry should be, Oh God, deliver us from the evil one.
因此我们应该向神呼求说，主啊，救我们脱离那恶者。
Let me tell you a few things as I conclude.
在结束之前，我要告诉你几样事情。
First,
第一，
We are delivered from evil by the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因着主耶稣基督的受死和复活，我们从罪恶中被救赎出来。
The death of Christ delivered us from the penalty of sin, but don't ever forget that his death delivered us from the power of sin.
基督的死拯救我们脱离了罪的刑罚，但不要忘了，他的死也救我们脱离罪恶的势力。
Whenever you feel that you are unable to overcome the power of sin or the power of addiction or whatever it may be, it would be for one of these three reasons.
如果你觉得无法胜过罪、癖好或任何其他的力量，大概不出以下这三个理由。
You are not asking for God's power.
你没有祈求神的全能。
Or you don't want God's power to work in you.
或者你不让神的权柄在你身上做工。
Or you have believed Satan's lie that you cannot resist him.
或者你听信了撒旦的谎言而无力抵挡他。
The Bible said, resist the devil and he will flee from you.
经上说，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Many of the problems that Christians get themselves into is when they reverse this formula.
许多信徒被罪缠住，就是因为他们把事情给颠倒了。
They try to flee from the devil, and then they try to resist temptation.
他们先是躲避那恶者，然后再试图抵挡试探。
When a slave is set free, it may take him a while to accept that his former master has absolutely no claim over him whatsoever.
当一个奴隶获得自由以后，可能要经过一段时间，才能使他确定以前的主人不再控制他了。
But sooner or later, he has to exercise that freedom.
但迟早，他都要适应这种自由。
He has to look his former master in the eye and say, "Get out! You have no claim on me."
他要理直气壮地对前主人说，走开，你管不着我了。
And that is why only believers in the Lord Jesus Christ can pray this prayer with confidence that God will answer.Deliver us from the evil one.
因此，只有耶稣基督的门徒才可以信心十足地祷告说，救我们脱离那恶者。
We are in effect saying, Lord, you have delivered us from the evil one eternally. Now continue to deliver us daily.
实际上，我们是对主说，主啊，你已经救我们永远脱离那恶者了，求你也救我们脱离每日的试探。
Lord, you have delivered us positionally, now deliver us continuously.
主，你已经使我们称义，现在求你保守我们不至于再跌倒。
The second thing I want to tell you is this.
我要告诉你的第二件事情就是
We are delivered from the evil one because of Jesus' intercession on our behalf.
因着耶稣为我们的代求，神救赎我们脱离了那恶者。
Hebrews 7:24 and 25 tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ is able for all time to save those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
希伯来书第七章二十四和二十五节告诉我们，凡靠着耶稣基督进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着。替他们祈求。
Jesus is interceding for you right now.
耶稣现在正为你祈求。
So you can pray with confidence, deliver us from the evil one.
因此你可以坦然向他祷告说，救我们脱离那恶者。
The third thing I want to tell you is this.
我要告诉你的第三件事情是
Pray, deliver us from evil,is much easier to be answered in a context of fellowshipping with other believers.
当我们在团契生活里，就更加容易胜过那恶者的试探了。
The community of believers are a community of a covenant, not only a covenant with God, but a covenant with one another.
信徒所组成的团契是一个契约的团体，不仅人和神之间立约，也是信徒之间彼此的立约。
Church is not a bunch of individuals who come together on Sunday, often late, and do their duty and go home.
教会不是只在礼拜天到教堂来晃一晃，尽一点义务就回家的一群人。
This is the wrong concept of the church.
这是对教会的误解。
The church are those who have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
教会是被耶稣基督的宝血所买赎的一群人。
The church are those who feel deeply a sense of responsibility toward one another.
教会是一个彼此有强烈守望感的群体。
The church are those who are united together for mutual encouragement.
教会是由具有合一心智、能够彼此勉励的一群人组成的。
For mutual accountability.
他们彼此守望。
For mutual responsibility.
有共同的责任。
For mutual prayer support.
互相代祷支持。
It is together we can become strong and wise and not become a prey to the evil one.
正因为这种合一，才使得我们变成更加坚强、有智慧， 不被那恶者所俘虏。
It is my hope that you will go and find a group of believers in a church and join them.
盼望你能早日找到这样一群基督徒，并加入到他们中间去。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译，更感谢神透过这样的讯息能够让我们更多的了解自己的错误和一些隐而未现的罪，比方说骄傲，或者说常常会认为自己很能干。其实啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，离了主耶稣的救恩，我们什么都不是。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。